Shaul Yaakov, Sulam, Parshas Mechukosai.
Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Ready? Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. We hold them at the days of Sfiras Soime. There's many halachas in the Sfiras Soime. One of them, a lot of us are very familiar in, and that is that if you forget one day, then you can't continue counting with a bracha. Yeah? The Mechaber paskens, im shochach levoich b'echad hayomi. Im shochach levoich b'echad hayomim. באחד מהיומים, בין יום ראשון ובין משהיומים, סייך ושהיומים בלוי ברוכה. You can't continue with a ברוכה. Yeah? You can't continue with a ברוכה. Why can't you continue with a ברוכה if you forget one day? Is the Mishabur is Masbih. We're all familiar, we all know this. Because there's halacha in Tmimus. There's halacha, the Torah says, Sheva Shabbos is Tmimus to you. And it has to be Tmimus. Forget it. The Torah says Tmimus, and Tmimus means it has to be whole, it has to be complete. So there's a machlokes rishonim what does Tmimus mean. So the Bahag says Tmimus means that the whole set of 49 days has to be a full set, it can't be missing. So therefore if you forget one day, then you're missing part of the set. So you can't continue, you've lost the structure of the mitzvah. Is missing. Structure of mitzvah. The other Rishonim say that no, it says Tmimus. Of course, the Torah says Tmimus. There has to be whole. But it doesn't mean that the whole thing, you look at the whole thing together, each day has to be a whole day. Each day. So that's the Machlokes Rishonim. What exactly? A way Choshesh to the Bahag. It's a Suffolk. Therefore, the Mechaber said, because it's a Suffolk, and we're Choshesh to the Bahag, if you miss one day out, then you can't continue with the Bracha. Okay, fine. We all know, all familiar with our Halacha. Now there is some scenarios where a person might be in a situation where he can't, where it's impossible, where he's going to have to skip a day. There's a few scenarios where you're not going to be able to mechanize this Mrs. Tmimus. One is if somebody this is an operation and he knows that there's going to be a few days where he's not going to be awake. There's another case of a bit more complicated, going if somebody travels over the dateline. There is another instance which happens to quite a few of us, especially if you're living in a community, happens to quite a lot of us, and generally a lot of bar mitzvah boys, they talk about this in their bar mitzvah pshetl, and that is a bar mitzvah boy that becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Sfiras Soime. So what's the problem? He's counted. He has counted. We're talking about somebody who hasn't been counting, but this boy has been counting. So what's the shail over here? So Michas Chinuch says, that do we say that the Metziah says he counted? What I care if he was potter? A cotton is not potter. But what I care, the Metziah says he counted. So it's fine, there's no problem to Mimus. Oh no.
I discussed whether you're allowed to start with the operation.
He knows the operation, so the Poskim says no, I'm not gonna say that. The Poskim talk about that as well.
Right.
The Poskim bring the Yahal out to start, even though you know. Because the Poskim say, because the first part, Chosh, now what you're doing is nothing wrong. Later there's a problem, but now what you're doing is. The Poskim talk about that.
Okay,
ask the Shabbos name. Akulponim, that's a bit better. Akulponim, the Michas Chir, so that's right. Do we say the Metziah says he counted? What I care? He counted. He said, Hayom Yom Rishon, Hayom Yom Shein, he said it. So what if he wasn't chayiv in saying it? Now that he comes for mitzvah, you can't tell him, hello, you haven't done tmimus. He has. Oh no! It doesn't help just to say that b'mitzias he counted. It doesn't help just. He has to be chayiv to count. He has to do the mitzvah. It doesn't help if he has to actually do the mitzvah. The mitzvah has not been done until he's bar mitzvah. So the day he turns for mitzvah, he's missing all those days until then. That is the shail over here.
Why is he missing?
Why is he missing? To start with, yeah. He didn't count because no. Since he's not chayiv to count, so it's not considered. The Torah is not machshavei as counting. It's not a mitzvah. He's not counting. So okay, that's the truth of it. Now that's the other tzad. The other tzad is it's a fact. The Metziah said he counted. So Mechaz Chinuch wants to say he's got a proof that it doesn't matter if you're potter. As long as the fact is, like you said, as long as the fact is you counted, then it's good enough. What's his raya? He's got a raya from a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara says in Yevamos that it's the Shittas of Yochanan, a ger that is nizgaya. He was a goy and he became a ger. And there's one of the mitzvahs that he has is piriribya. You have to have children. Is what happens if this ger, while he was a goy, he had already children. A goyim, his children are goyim. Is he still got the chiyuv of piriribya? Does he still have the chiyuv of piriribya? So the pashtas, everybody would say yeah. No, either. So says Rabbi Yochanan, no, he's potter. He's already got children. You can't be machayev. He's already got children. The Metzias is, there is children out there in the world from him. He's really
not. It's not his children.
So the pshat is, says the mechaschina. The pshat is that the mitzvah. Yeah.
He's not his children. When he comes again, he's not his children anymore.
No, by goy, it's the siachas of the father. But when he becomes a gay.
In the DNA, okay. It's
a children. So, okay, I hear what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying. It could be that the Messiah says there was children there because of him. Maybe they're not Messiahs, al pi halacha after him. But at the end of the day, there is children in the world because of him.
Is a gay could meet Hatene, my bachelor?
Yeah, it's true. Okay, so the difference is that the Messiah is a gay and a gay. Yeah, it's true. But the Messiah says there is children over there in the world because of him. So what was that? What were we saying? The Matzias says that. So yeah, okay, what happened to Pri Verivia? Very good. Well, there's no Pri Verivia here. You are a mechanism of Pri Verivia. The Torah says a mechaschin. Okay, it's mocha from this Gemara that the mitzvah of Pri Verivia, the Torah is not mechayev you to do the mitzvah. The Torah is mechayev you. Some mitzvahs are like this. The Torah wants the outcome, not that it's a nice mitzvah. If Lu Yitzuya managed to get to the outcome without doing kind of mitzvah, then possibly there are some mitzvahs that maybe obviously you already your potter with. You're not mechuyev now to go, but the outcome has been sorted. So what if I managed to put myself in a matzah where I didn't do it often, where I was doing a mitzvah? That might still be okay. The some poskim say there's no proof from there, the matcha. But Michas Chinuch takes on that the same thing would be with the cotton and his galmi asfira. The Metzia says this kid, this child has been counting. So what if he didn't do it because the Torah machayev him to do it? So what? There's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is counting. So now they're coming into bar mitzvah age. You can't tell me, hey, you haven't filled this tmimas. No, yes. The mitzvah says he's done that. So then, even though it wasn't done by from chiyuv, he now he can continue counting with a bracha. That's the first. He's explaining even in itself that. You know, like a potter completely, then it could very well be the child can still continue counting with a bracha. Then he has another raya, and that is like this: the Motcha brings and the Magen Avraham brings him in halacha. And what would be the Motcha says in a different case? The Magen Avraham says that al pi this Motcha. What would be? What's the halacha? We all know this halacha. If somebody makes kiddush on erev Shabbos, he makes kiddush the chiyuv min ha'Torah to make kiddush, but he makes kiddush before nacht. So he makes kiddush in the zman of Tosefes Shabbos. Mother said it's Shabbos. Say that. And when it comes Shabbos, he's not mechuyev to make Kiddush, he's already done, he's already made Kiddush. But the thing is, the problem is, when he made Kiddush originally, he only made it because Midrabanon was mechuyev to make Kiddush. There are some poskim which say that Tosefes Shabbos is only Midrabanon. So, how does this Kiddush, which he made originally, Midrabanon, how does that work for later when it turns into a Deraisa? And it does, it works. How does that work? The Torah says it does, yeah. We see from there that once you makayim the mitzvah, even though it was only the rabbonon, and later the mitzvah changes over into the raisa, then the kiyum that he did originally as well, it works for when it turns into the raisa. So says the mechaschinah. This child, he was chayiv mid rabbonon, a different mitzvah. It's called mitzvah aschinach. So then he was a chayiv mid rabbonon. So there was a chiyum on him to do it. So it's a smaller chiyuv. It's true, but later when it turns into the Raisa, then one can say that the chiyuv, this child has been Makamah's mitzvah. So what later is the Raisa? But the Rabbonon works for the Raisa, like we see by Kiddush.
So very good.
So Michas Chinuch is taking on, the Chinuch is on the Sam. So say a lot of poskim, the Maram Sheik and a lot of other poskim, they're Matcha. No. How does the Michas, we know it's Machalik Zushoinim, like everybody can see already knows. Is Mitzvah Chinuch on the father or on the child? If Mitzvah Chinuch is on the father, then the child has no chiyuv, so there's no raya. Okay, so we've got these two rayas. There is, you can make dechuyim. On that they say, this dechu, which we just now said, that the raya.
First was in the middle of the maaser, where it's recorded for Shabbos,
Why he's not? Why don't we split every day and we say now I've got a ma'aseh mitzvah that I need to do today? But the problem is it depends on yesterday's, and yesterday has not been done. So we'll say no. Yesterday's I don't care if there's no ma'aseh mitzvah on yesterday, because since there was a jitzav yesterday, in other words, he was a kohen and he said it, then the ma'aseh mitzvah today can happen. We can do the ma'aseh mitzvah today, but as long as you've done what you need to do yesterday, it's true. We're splitting the parts from when he was a kohen, now he's a gadol. Even if it is one mitzvah, So yeah, but the vow on this one mitzvah is that it needs to be a 49, and a set for 49. So I've done part of it. What's wrong with part of it? Part of it I've done b'chiyuv, part of it I did b'ptur. But why should that stop? Sorry. The simple why there's a shalom brachah is because we must stop it. It's a suffer. If like I said originally, is it tmimus? The other possible do say that maybe Taka, you can be matcha. I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to here, but on the surface, the chayyim would sound like that it's doima. In other words, that the ger was potter, and but yet there was a titzah. Here as well, this cotton was potter, and but yet there's a titzah that he actually granted. So why should that stop the tmimas for today? And similarly, a ger, why should you have to do a chil? Why is there a chil here today?
The
cotton
had
reached
his chilach.
But no, we're saying that the cotton, we're saying the cotton is potter complete. Even if the cotton is potter complete.
Oh, yes. You're saying like that?
Yeah, yeah. We're saying two different angles, yeah? Alright, so those are the two rayas. Yeah, so what we're middle of saying that there's some possible mantra that there's no mitzvah chinuch on the son, and mitzvah chinuch on the father. So the pasuk bring like this, that true, there's no mitzvah chinuch. But there's another nakuda, and that is called Godla Mishena Matsuva Vaisa, Godla Matsuva Vaisa, Yoizim Mishena Matsuva Vaisa. So he's called a not Matsuva Vaisa. So he's not Mechuyev to do it, but if he did it, then he's talking to say he's Mekana Mitzvah in a small scale. But it's not as if it's nothing at all. So therefore, there is a mitzvah, and then we can go still back to the Raya that Mechaz Chinuch brings from Hilchas Kiddush. Those are two Rayas that Mechaz Chinuch brings. There's another Raya, the Shari Tshuva, over here brings a Raya like this. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Daf Chof Ches, Rabbi Elazar holds that the mitzvah Sukkah has to be done 7 days. In other words, if you build a Sukkah in the middle of the 7 days, and it hasn't been there from the beginning of the 7 days, then that you're not making mitzvah Sukkah in such a Sukkah. That's Shittas Rabbi Elazar. It has to be a Sukkah, Haru'uya L'Shiva. Yeah, it has to be regular. The Sukkah, which is there for 7 days. If it's not there for 7 days, you can't build a Sukkah on Chol HaMoed and just use it for that day. It has to be a Sukkah, which is standing 7 days. Fine, that's Shittas Rabbi Elazar. And the same Omud, the Gemara carries on. The Gemara says, the Gemara Darshan's Ha Ezreach is Marba, a cotton. Ha, the hay is Marba, a cotton, and it's Gadol, and middle of Sukkahs. In other words, an agash and his guy in the middle of Sukkot. In other words, we might have thought that maybe he's potter completely even after he becomes a gadol. So the Torah is mechadosh, no, that he's now, that he's a gadol, he'll be chayav from now. So the pashtus is what Rabbi Elazar, even though Rabbi Elazar says that you have to be chayav, there has to be a sukkah ruyi l'shiva, so then how's this cotton? This cotton is not ruyi l'shiva, it's cotton now. The child himself, the person himself is not ruyi l'shiva. So how does that fit with what Rabbi Elazar says that the sukkah has to be ruyi l'shiva? So the answer is that here the Torah is mechadosh, that it's different. Although generally the rule is it has to be ruyi l'shiva, but by cotton it's not that, it doesn't matter. But the Pasuk say no, it does go together. It's not that the Torah is mechadosh exclusion. Because the Pashta says it's the same thing. It's not he. Laim say in the sukkah, but for him it's not a sukkah.
Every person is not going to the sukkah.
Yeah, for sure not.
Every person
no, that was not what we're saying.
Sukkah was built before sukkahs.
Sorry?
Sukkah that was built by the ship was built before sukkahs.
The sukkah, of course, his cotton sukkah was ruyi l'shiva, but he wasn't ruyi l'shiva. So what's the difference between the sukkah and the child? He can stay in there, but for him it's a house, for him it's not, it's a tongue, it's a hat. So, yeah, definitely, yeah. No, that's right. So similarly, a cotton. So the Pasukim say that it goes hand in hand. It's not that there's a chiddush here, there's an exception to the rule. No, this katan, he is considered a ruya l'shiva. How? Why is he considered ruya l'shiva? Because normally a gadol ruya l'shiva, shiva means seven. So ruya l'shiva is if he can use this sukkah for 7 days. Whereas if he can use it only for less than 7 days, then he's not yotze for those days when the sukkah is standing. But this katan, because say let's say he becomes bar mitzvah on the third day of sukkah, because for him all he needs is 4 days. So say the pasuk like this: his 4 days is considered like a gadol 7 days. It's just it's condensed into 4 days. The Torah can't be talking to him and telling him you're mechuyev in 7 days, because for 3 of those days he was a katan. So Baal Korach,
because a sukkah means that the sukkah can stand the whole of sukkah.
Yeah.
It's only standing for 4 days. It's not chuyev shiva.
No, there's two things. This katan, when he goes in the sukkah, obviously. This, the simple why the sukkah has not been standing before he became a mitzvah is not because the sukkah wasn't there. It's because he can't be mekayim his mitzvah. Because he has no chiyuv before these four days.
It has to be a sukkah which can't stand.
It has to actually stand. It's not actually possible. It has to actually stand for 7 days. Actually stand. We don't pass that. Yeah. No, the Ash has to stand there. We don't. You can build a sukkah chol hamoed and you can use it.
Yeah, it's possible to stand 7 days.
No, if it holds, has to actually stand for 7 days. It has to actually stand. It's really to be built, even though it could have stood, but it didn't, and it's not good. We don't pass it like that. The sushi is what? Even be tmimus. Why? I explain to you why. Normally tmimus is 49 days. That's the tmimus of every person. For this child, the tmimus could be, let's say, 30 days, and that's 49 tmimus condensed into 30. That's the achronim tach. That's how they explain. It's a chiddush for sure. It's a chiddush. But for this child, since he only enters this whole parasha in day 30, so for him or day whatever it is. For him, this Sheva Shavuot Tmimus is condensed into these few days. That's what the Pesukim say. That's what the Rash Engel brings us.
What's an Oinon who misses 1 day, it's not Machiv that whole day?
An Oinon.
Misses 1 day, not Machiv on that day.
Yeah.
Does that mean he has 14 days?
So the Yechor will be, yeah, the same for the Oinon, yeah.
Yeah,
it could be. According to this, if this Raya is true, always saying that
he has Chinama. Why does he have to count the first 20 days?
And Chiyah starts when he's coming. No, because up until then, he's got Chiyah Chinach. Up until there, but then from when he turns by mitzvah, now it's a different cheshbon. Chinuch's over, now we have to deal with.
If you missed before,
then count. Oh, so say the Pesukim, according to this, even if you missed before, then he can count now. Because let's say he starts day 30, because he starts day 30, this day 30 is, it means really day 1 to 30, it's all condensed. Very good, so the Pesukim say.
The Oinon just sees something that's not possible, we can't get it here.
If Oinon is counted, then let's say again, it depends on his chakira. So very good. The Shari Tshuva brings this right from the Gemara, and the Shari Tshuva says that we don't pass in like this Gemara, only B'tanai that he counted. In other words, that they understand, like he said, like he pointed out, like this, right now, this Gemara we see a proof that even if he hasn't counted at all, you're talking to say he can start counting, and that's called Tmimas, which is a big chiddush. Maisa, that we don't definitely not take on lahalacha. This raya from it. But Kaponim, if one stays with this raya, then even the Marash Engel, the Marie Engel also brings it, that brings it as a raya, he himself is matche, he doesn't like atkidikach to go so far. But so those are three rayas. In other words, we've got the two rayas, and that is when you have counted, and you can't continue. We've got a third raya, even when he hasn't counted, maybe he can start again. Which possibly is yeah, raya, maybe it can be matcha. All these rayas are? L'chayr not. L'chayr is different. Because we're talking about a kotna has counted, but the counting is only a chinuch count, so it's a lower degree count. Some of these are oinas, he hasn't counted. No, it's not. It's oinas, he can't continue l'chayr. But the matchel is raya. What's the dich of this raya? Now it's another extra little knig. And that goes like this. True, mitzvah sukkah, we can say that 7 condensed into 4. You want to tell me maybe tmimus is the same, that 49 condensed into 30, into whatever it is, whatever he needs. No, it's not the same. Says the Shaar Teshuvah brings the dichu is like this, that you can't do such thing of condensing when it comes to counting. Counting, the Messiah says you have to count day 1, day 2, day 3. You can't count in a condensed form. You can say it's considered as if I've done all this whole thing, but if we're telling you need to count, you've got to see us count the days. You've got to, it's every day depends on each other. You actually have to have the days. You can't make up this lambda, so if you want to call it that, then no, we will condense that. It's a different aside. Sukkah, we can do that. Yeah, it's considered 7, even though it's less. But here, we can't consider 49. We can't consider 30 into 49. You can't do that. You need them to see us at 49. So that's there's a fourth raya, and the fourth raya goes like this. A completely from a different point of view. That is the ruling of Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega says that this. What happens if you have a cotton? It's bar mitzvah suda. So he's having his bar mitzvah suda, and he starts the suda before nacht, and he's going to turn bar mitzvah tonight by nacht. Now he ate a k'day svia. In other words, he ate. He filled himself up with bread, and he's got a chiyuv of birkas hamazon. Now it comes night. Now he's a gadol now. Now a gadol is chayav birkas hamazon midereisa whenever he's full. But the problem is that is, he only ate when he was a cotton. He's full. Now he's full as a gadol. But what brought him to being full? What filled him up when he ate when he was a cotton? So says Rabbi Kivega, do we say that you actually have to eat and then turn full in order to chayav birkas hamazon midereisa? Or maybe in this case, maybe you don't have to eat. You can eat when you're still a cotton, or find a different way. As long as you're coming to a stage of being full, then you have some Muslim with your eyes. In other words, the Torah says, you have to eat and be satisfied on the bench. Where does this for chalto come in the picture? Is it the Torah says you have to eat? Or no, the Torah means you need to eat just in order to get to be able to be with Savata. But you don't need to really eat. That's the only way of being with Savata, is by eating. But it's not that you have to eat. That's the Bikivega's clear. So in other words, he's trying to do this cotton now. It's bar mitzvah now, it's nacht. So, is he mechuyav birkas hamazon midereisa? If you say that you need to eat and also bring it to satisfy, so it's potter. If you say that it's enough just to be satisfied, eating is just a chatimsa, then it'll be chayav midereisa. But, so the positive say that is that Rabbi Kivega declares, is he chayav birkas hamazon midereisa?
Yeah, right after nacht as well.
After nacht, when it's here. What is improved? What was the
benching? That's a bit of the
Muslim.
Because if you don't have food,
like
potatoes and everything else,
it's not mechuyav. Yeah, so the shayla is when he didn't eat bread. Sure, if he ate bread, then he's. But when he didn't, but he's still full from the bread before nacht. That's his clear here.
Yeah, the same shayla on Friday night, but we eat that exactly benched earlier in the suda. Tonight. Does he have to eat
it? Because
yes.
Of Shabbos.
Yes.
That's a bit different because that's a shayla. Can we schlep the Shabbos into the day or not? The Gabba this.
Yeah,
right? It's different.
Is he's not the same here by day and he's got the here by night.
Yeah, I think he does.
He does. He doesn't really work exactly like that.
So Kivega declares, is he mechuyav birkas hamazon midereisa? So say the achronim. Why did Kivega say is he mechuyav birkas hamazon midereisa? He should have asked, is he mechuyav birkas hamazon at all? Meaning, if he's already finished being a cotton, he's a gadol now. The whole reason why he was chayav birkas hamazon in the cotton was because there was chinuch, but now he's a gadol. Chinuch is gone. So the question should be, is he mechuyav bechalal to make birkas hamazon or not?
Yeah.
So again, what? Repeat this? Again.
He's got the Savata now.
He's got the Savata. Rikvega's got two tzedotim. One tzedot is that if he ate before, I don't care. As long as now you're full, you're chayav. Now in that tzedot he says, the chiyuv, it will be a deraisa de kechiyuv. But midrabbanan, you're definitely chayav. In other words, even if you tell me that you have to, that whatever, I don't care, any of these two tzedotim, as long as you're full, you're chayav midrabbanan. Why? Why should be chayim d'abonim? According to one side, they have to eat. He hasn't eaten now when he was a gadol. So you mechayev him d'abonim because of beforehand. That's gone. That's chiluf. Now he's a gadol. He should be potter. According to this side, that you actually have to eat. He should be potter. He should be potter completely. Yeah, which obviously it sounds like a chiddush. Obviously, it sounds all of us like a chiddush. The teretz is that it's muchach from Rabbi Kibeiga. It's muchach from Rabbi Kibeiga that even though there's no, he's not a kotel anymore, he's a gadol. If he'd be in a matzah where there's no din deraisa, he'd definitely be still be chayav al tchilach when he was a kotel. Which is an interesting scenario. In other words, we seem to understand that when you turn a gadol, sure, a gadol is a chinuch on a gadol. No, meichateisa, you now got your own chiyuvim, your real chiyuvim. But it's more. It's the reason why there's no chinuch is because the chiyuvim, the reisa take place, take way, give, and they come in place. Oh, if lui and tzui, they won't come in place, then the chiyuv, the rabbanon chinuch will still continue on even when you're a gadol. That's how they must be. So similarly, that's Rabbi Kibeiga. Now let's come back to our case over here. Let's say it's true. This katan counted. Now it comes to the raisas, he's an our gadol. He can't make karmitz as tmimus because he didn't. Let's even say it's true. He can't. That's nothing. But he'll be at least be chayav midrabbonon as chinuch. He'll be chayav. In other words, regardless to this chakira, is it good enough or not good enough? Even if it's not good enough. But you'll be chayav still with Rabbanon as chinuch. Now, if Gemara would be the person say that he can't be moitzi, if we take on that, this is the proof. Yeah, Kotlin continues. It's because of this, he can't be moitzi a gadol. Because the gadol is chayav with Rabbanon. Even though he's a gadol, he's only chayav with Rabbanon.
Is that why some people don't take tefillin with a child? They're only on the day of the bar mitzvah and the day before, because then there's no chayav only with Rabbanon. So he's there, bar mitzvah chinuch. And later on, there's no mitzvah chinuch. Once he becomes a gadol, he's on the chayav himself.
So that's this fourth raya. Ibrahim Kaufman in the Sefer Mishkat Shemesh brings this raya as well. And he says you could be matcha. He said you can be matcha. He said that it's different. What was the difference? Because by Birkas HaMozon, this child, while he was still a child, before Nacht, he had then a chiyuv d'rabbanon to bench. He didn't bench yet because he hasn't finished his meal. But he had a chiyuv d'rabbanon to bench. That chiyuv won't go away. That is why Mamon of Shikha Bichad Abonim, because once the Chir was Chal on the child, it's not Pokah from him. Mashenke here, he counted the first 20 days. With Rabbonim. Comes day 21, he's a Bar Mitzvah boy now, with a hand jacket. There's no Chir of the Rabbonim here. So there was no Chir of the Rabbonim for start. There was never a Chir of the Rabbonim Chal on him. It's only now a new Chir of the Reiser, clear of new Chir of the Reiser. So maybe he took a Hikim Achalot, and maybe there won't be a Dinder Rabbonim on him to count. So, sorry? We're saying what this rabbi was saying, that the whole thing is going to be a tmimus, but there are bonon dik a tmimus. The dichui and the raya. Yeah. That's what's happening to him. The first, before bar mitzvah, he's got tmimus of the rabbonon, and after mitzvah, he's got tmimus of the raya, but he can't do it, because he doesn't have the... Yeah, we're splitting his situation, and it won't go.
Say 20 days ago was
number one. Yeah, there's not so much. They say if it's day two, the person say you can say yesterday. But so far, man, I didn't go into that, but so far, the person do give such a suggestion. The Maisa, after all said and done. Sorry? Yeah. No, we're saying like this, and I repeat it. We're saying like this. We're saying the reason why he still has to bench even when he's a Gavim Darbonon is because while he was a Katan, he had a Chiv Darbonon on him. It was Chal Anim Achiv, you have to bench with Darbonon. You're not, yes, well, you do maybe, but now you've got a Chiv to bench when it comes to the point where you've got a Chiv to bench. Now he tells it to a Gavim, so he say, hey, now we've moved over to the Raisadika stories now. So the Rabbonon is gone, and we'll say, once you have that Chiv Chal on you, you can't get rid of it. Whereas here, the first 29 days, every day has got Chiv Darbonon. Chiv Darbonon, every day another Chiv Darbonon. It's turned by mitzvah, now a Chiv Darbonon, it doesn't have Chiv Darbonon. Okay, very good. I follow what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, then possibly, maybe the Chiv Darbonon, we look at it as one structure, so he'll still have his old Chiv Darbonon continuing into. Okay. Yeah, very good. Yeah, that'll be good. So the Meisah the Pesukim say, Alocha the Meisah, as far as I know, that's the minute, is that a child does continue on counting, but only Betnai, he has counted up until then, and not if he's not stout. And if it's the Rabbono or the Reisah, so ask the Shaila the Meisah how exactly it works, but that's the Meisah the minute. The Chiluf says, I'll move over to a Dvar Agoda. A lot of us are very familiar with a Chiluf. What exactly is the meaning behind Tzvira Soyma? What is it exactly? So the Chinuch says, because when we came out of Mitzrayim, the reason why we came out of Mitzrayim to be free people wasn't just to be free, stamped just to be free, is in order to serve Hashem, in order to come to the point where we can cover the Torah and we can serve the Bereshit with the Torah. The Bereshit told Moshe Rabbeinu that what's my proof? That I'm going to bring you out one day, because this mountain that you see over here, you're going to be coming back here one day with Klal Yisrael, and you're going to serve, and you're going to be able to recover the Torah through this. In other words, because the only reason why I became a Mitzrayim was for Kabbalah HaTorah. Says the Chinuch, because of this, there's a chiyuv to count. What? Why? In order to show in ourselves, to bring out in ourselves the such an extreme chayfet, such a strong desire towards this day which we're so much looking forward to. Like a servant is looking for that day, waiting for that day when he can get out of this place. He's always counting, when's that day going to come? Because by counting, you're showing, by counting this day, you're showing that my whole tshuka, my whole desire at the moment, is in order to get to this day eventually. That's the chinuch which some of us, a lot of us maybe are familiar with, that we count because we're so much looking forward towards this day. We just can't control ourselves. When is it coming? When's that day coming? Oh, it's on its way already. It's really getting close. That's the yesod of Tzvira Soyma. If one thinks into this a little bit, possibly one can start imagining. We find counting. One might think that this counting maybe belongs more to a. This question might not be so acceptable for everybody, but it's more the terrorist that I want to bring out of here. Counting, we might find more something which is associated more with children, maybe something associated more with women, maybe taka go with that. But men go with seichel. We work with seichel. This seichel tells us we're going to have Kabbalah Satori in 49 days. Okay, all right, very good. When we get there, we'll sort it out. But what is this idea of getting more excited and getting more bringing out, so to speak, our emotions into the whole thing? Generally, maybe we might not always work with our emotions so much. The seichel, which we normally follow, tells us, when the day comes, then fine, then get involved in it. But why all this excitement? There's nothing to do with today. Today, do what you need to do today. What are you all so busy? Why are we so excited for? So, it's Mavu over here that, like I spoke out, we all work with the seichel and there's regesh. There's a seichel and the leiv. The seichel tells us things to go, b'yashus, what needs being done, what doesn't need to be done, push aside, what needs to be done, sort out. The lave is where our emotions come out, and the lave is where our regesh comes out. Sometimes, and many times, maybe all the time, you can't control it. A lave is a regesh which we have from birth. Alev is the regish, which that's how we're born. That's how we only till we come to a certain stage when we're mature enough, then we start developing our seichel and we start realizing, no, seichel is what's important over here. Let's leave all. We don't always have to follow with our regish. If somebody brings out his regish uncontrollably, we tend to think the reason is because he can't control himself, and that is because we tend to think that regish is something which we were born with and it can't be developed. It can't seichel we develop. Regesh, we don't. It's not a developed thing. It's not something you can hold on to and develop. But in Yiddish Ashkofe is that the seichel has to be so strong. Once you have your seichel, wherever the seichel tells you, let's say the seichel tells you that the Torah is the chashuv zach, mitzvahs is the most chashuv thing, then we've got ability to take our lev and take our regesh and to develop on it and to bring it out and to change, actually change our regesh. If we find many times, let's say we say al tashlichenu leizik, don't, Rebbeinu, please, that towards the end of our lives we should be able to be in complete control of ourselves. We might find sometimes people who are not zeichel to this, they lose the control, the seichel in a certain way starts diminishing, starts going away, and then the regesh comes in, and sometimes we find that he goes back to the way he was when he was still a child, because now the regesh is in the picture, the person is following his regesh. Whereas if a person, through his lifetime, with a seichel, he managed to develop his regesh, and he uplifts his regesh. That's the chiddush over here, that we clearly don't have such a yisur, that you can change your regesh, you can uplift it, and you can actually even develop it together with your seichel. It can go together hand in hand with your seichel. Then the regesh comes; it becomes a completely different way of looking at it. It's not something maybe you might be even embarrassed to expose in public, because it's something which can be developed. So coming back to be here, of course, Klal Yisrael, us too as well, there's nothing wrong to go and work with regesh. But as long as, but now that regesh is developed, the sibba why we tend to say seichel is what we need to follow, not regesh, is because we tend to think that regesh should really maybe go to the side a bit, shouldn't always come in the picture. But if Luya Tzuya, we've got the courage to change our regesh and lift it, uplift it, then of course regesh is a very, very strong power. So of Yiddishkeit, we all know Abbas Hashem is with regesh. Tefillah, Abdul Chanochim is with regesh. A lot of mitzvahs in the Torah goes around, is involved in regesh. It's not, it's possible, maybe one can say like this, and that is that, Asop Shem Shem Pinkas asked like this, why does Hashem, it's quite a powerful question, I think, why does Hashem make children? L'chaira, up until, say, you're 20, once, then L'chaira, that lifespan, a person hasn't yet developed himself enough, he's not mature enough to steig in whatever he wants to steig. He's still developing, he's still grasping it, and he's still trying to get hold of it, trying to understand it. Then eventually comes to a point, the marriageable age more or less, where he's now more or less, he's stable, and now he can go on. But so why, and especially a child up until 10, bar mitzvah, those times, the chira, are part of the life, well, the chira, it could be looked at as if it's wasted time of life. So it could be the explanation is that it's because the Torah wants us to work with our regesh. The Torah wants our regesh to be involved in our Beis Hashem in such a strong, profound way. So the Torah gives us a window in our lifetime where we're totally involved in regesh, and we understand exactly what regesh is all about. We're fully comprehensive with it. We've got it and we understand it. Later, when we start distancing this regesh away from us, and we go to the seichel. Now the Torah says, "You remember all that regesh that you had? Now I want you to come and bring it into your developed life, into your seichel developed life." May the Hashem will be zoicha to have a good day, Matan Yoy, Matan Torah to all of us. Hey,